You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.
102.5 and 800-771-1025. Let's go to somebody that never discriminates because he can't see him. It's Fritz. Hey, Fritz.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, Fritz, what's up, brother?
Hey, Diane, if you're listening, you can come up here and see me.
Well, she can't? You going to give her gas money?
She doesn't have any money, Fritz. She's still working on the patent for car bar.
Yep.
Well, I mean, yeah, I might throw some money.
You don't have any money. Yeah. You're paying ladies' phone bills and all this other stuff and buying beers and stuff. You don't have any money.
You're right, but I will soon. I mean, at the beginning of the month.
Oh, you get
she only weighs 95. She weighs 95 pounds. No chance she has heavy hangers.
She's got a very small chest, Fritz. Is that a deal breaker?
Hey, that's not important, man.
Yeah, that's what? True. Yeah, he's right.
I thought he liked the heavy hangers.
He does, but he doesn't discriminate.
No. You know, heavy hangers are a plus, but you know,
plus size.
A woman's a woman, dude.
Is there any kind of woman you won't date?
Not really.
Mm. Ooh, he was thinking about that one, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had every color under the rainbow, Fritz, in your penis time with ladies?
Well, I've never been with an Oriental chick.
I don't think they go by that. You sound like my grandmother. Racist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But an Asian descent, yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Didn't mean to be.
No, that's okay.
Correct.
Yeah, that's Oriental okay. is an inanimate object, like a lamp. Okay.
I got to be honest though. Is that true? Well, something you just said, because I saw that term is supposedly offensive. But then there's this. I go to this place called Tasty Pho a lot in Pinellas Park to eat.
Hell yeah!
And then next door they have the Dong something or other market, and they call
Big
it
Dong?
An Oriental market. It's like on the sign
because they're selling things
right.
that are people.
But they, so you can refer to things, but not human beings.
It's
Why?
One of those things. It's one of those things that shouldn't be offensive. It's a little nitpicky because I don't think anybody that says it is saying it in a negative tone or derogatory way.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
They're
like
just old. Usually,
these goddamn Orientals. Nobody's. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey,
that's what they
I know
say.
This Oriental person.
That's what they say when they don't want to be offensive. When they want to say, like, another term, but they go with, these damn, you know.
Yeah.
It's like what they, the proper nomenclature in their day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some really, really nasty ones that I could spit out real fast.
I almost said one.
I want to get fired real quick.
You know, instead of saying, like, this.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Pull a Diane on myself.
Don't do it.
I've been with a black chick before.
Nice. Hell yeah.
How many? Just one?
Oh, yeah. It was so hot. I swear to God.
Yeah, but you went back.
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, you know, I mean, it was a one-night thing. And
hit it and quit it. Yeah.
It was
Hell yeah.
very – well, you know what happened, dudes? It was in New Orleans that I was so scared to approach her, right?
Why?
Because
you're racist?
No.
Oh, okay.
My sister.
Because you thought he was in Baton Rouge. He's blind. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wasn't blind back then, but, you know, I finally approached her, and, we went back to the apartment.
Now, hold on. We're missing a lot of information there. You approached her where? How did you approach her? And how did you end up back at the apartment?
Well, we were at. There was a bar she hung out at, right?
Mm-hmm. And you were there.
And
you saw her.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm going to make a move on this broad. She is hot. So you walked over to her, and you were like, hey there, young lady. You ever heard the song Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones? And she's shut your white ass up. And you're like, whatever. I got a big ding dong. And she's like, fine, then. Is that how it went down?
Well, no, her name was Lily, right? And like I said, my sister prearranged this. And
what?
Yeah.
Your sister is pimping you out?
She is a pimp.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, Liz.
She was my sister. She's my sister's friend, but...
Okay, see, now we're getting somewhere. So it wasn't some random girl that you just say, I see her at the edge of the bar. I'm going to go get in them britches. No, like, it was a friend of a friend. So your sister was like, hey, I know this this girl that's pretty cute. What do you think, old Fritzberg? And you were like, yeah, dude. And then she hooked it up. And then and Lily was like... Yeah, I ain't doing nothing tonight. I'll bang your dumb brother. Kind of like that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And it only cost me $30.
She's a hooker?
Well, I wouldn't say tried and true, but...
She charged you for sex?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's a prostitute, Fritz.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I'm learning
for $30?
That's a good deal.
She couldn't have been hot.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. You know.
Fritz, you have AIDS.
That's why his eyes
missed. Years of AIDS.
that was so long
AIDS
ago.
Yeah, so was
AIDS.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah. What, like problem. In the 80s? Like mid-80s, maybe?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. Was she wearing 90s. A Magic Johnson jersey?
No, I don't remember. I mean, like, I was so drunk, dudes.
He's like, you can bang her, but don't use the toilet after. Don't sit on the toilet seat after you bang her.
Well,
that's how you get it.
The jukebox kept playing Queen and Eazy-E over and over again.
I took her back to the place, and yeah. I was so drunk,
Motel?
Right? That, the apartment I lived at, and, you know, did it like every way there is possible.
What?
And
cheeks? Did you get in between cheeks? Butt cheeks?
Whoa, for $30?
Well,
you got multiple?
Well, no, she told me no butt stuff, okay. Right?
Yeah, smart for $30. She's like, for $50, though.
No,
we're talking.
You still got AIDS. This is an amazing story.
No, but so after a while, I was like, say, girl.
Oh, no.
I'm dizzy, man. I gotta lay down.
Yeah, that's AIDS.
So,
that's the first sign of AIDS.
No,
you start eating
drunk.
Away your white blood cells, you get super dizzy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we just ended up snuggling for the rest of the night. And that was
for
cool.
$30? You got snuggled?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do you have a picture of her?
No. Hell no. That was back in 93.
They didn't have cameras back in 1993.
I know. Oh, my God, man.
Come on.
Well,
I had a nice charcoal rendering of her.
I drew it myself.
She just looked like some hot chick, man.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. Not for $30, and she cuddled.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
It was a tip. It really wasn't for services.
Now, Will, real quick question. Silence. Yeah. Will, if you had to guess, why would his sister hook this up? Would you say that A, Fritzl's in a position where he wasn't getting laid on the reg? His sister was like, I gotta get my brother laid. B, his sister was like, my friend really needs $30. I know an idiot that'll give her $30.
Yeah.
Or C, all of the above.
I would go with C. That sounds like a C situation.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yeah, well, I saw her the next day, right? I was sitting out on the curb in the French Quarter drinking a beer, and she walked past. She was like, uh-huh, I see how you do. She was bitching at me. I'm like,
oh, no.
What do you think? You think you're my wife now? What the hell?
Were you with a woman?
Yeah.
No, I was just sitting there.
She's
you know.
Just mad you were sitting down by yourself.
Drinking beers.
Look at your dumb white ass.
Yeah. She's right.
Yeah.
All right, Fritz, we got to go to...
You're listening to audio from 102.5 The Bone.